We're going to ask all of our veterans to please come here to the platform. Anyone who has served in the military, come on. All the veterans, you come. Now, these are heroes right here. These are the heroes. Praise the Lord. Come on up. Come on up to the platform. And we're going to let you, I got to visit with Dave Markham yesterday, and he was able to give his serial number still. So we're going to let you go ahead and tell us about yourself, give your name, your rank, and your serial number. And tell us what branch of the military you served in, and just whatever information that you can give. We want you to give that one at a time. Starting with Don, go ahead.
Let's come to the podium.
Yes, come to the microphone. Yep, and then just go back
to my seat. Don Pickenpaugh, 10 years in the United States Air Force, mostly spent in Europe.
Amen. God bless you. Next. Go ahead, George. Just stay up. Stay up here. Go ahead.
George Jamerson, 3 years in the Marine Corps, including the Korean War.
God bless you, George. Thank you. Amen. Just stay up here. Go ahead, Don.
Donald Nutt, 6 years in the Army National Guard, rank of specialist, 5th class.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Don. Here you go.
Charles Pearson, 4 years in the U.S. Navy during the Korean conflict. 9548546, sir.
Chuck, here you go. Chuck. Chuck. God bless you.
Jim Bailey. I served in Germany, United States Army. And
God bless you, Jim. Amen.
Duane Lilly, I served in the United States Army during the Vietnam War. I never was in the war itself. I stayed here in the States, which I thank the Lord for.
Thank you, Duane. God bless you.
My name is Paul Gerald. I served the United States Army in New Orleans in peacetime.
Clark Bennett, U.S. Navy, World War II, Southwest Pacific.
Dick Grohl, the United States Navy, just after the Korean, when they ended the fighting there.
I'm Ponciano Lara, served in the Army for 6 years.
Amen. God bless you. Here's a gift for you.
Kevin Chase, United States Marine Corps, Camp Lejeune, Liberia, Africa, Quantico, Virginia, and many other places. Served for about 8 years total time, but...
Mike Delaney, served in the United States Navy, San Diego, California.
Mike, God bless you. Thank you. Now, these are heroes. Okay, you're gonna watch football games and sports, and we clap and all that. These people, these are the ones that deserve honor.
Amen.
Let's give them a hand. He's the Lord. Amen. You can be seated. It ought to break our hearts. There are so many veterans, men and women, who've never gotten that applause. Just now, they've never been able to stand in front of a crowd and hear them applaud. There's some in the VA, perhaps, that without an arm, without a leg, for many, without a mind in some cases, and they never get to hear thank you. Honor, the Bible says, whom also honored us with many honors. Tributes of thanksgiving. A tribute is honor. A tribute is praise. Tomorrow, of course, is Veterans Day. And so I use the definition of veteran for my outline. And I know we've done a lot. I won't be very long. But I use the definition. And veteran, number one, is one who served in the armed forces. Number two, a veteran is old and experienced. Number three, a veteran, according to Webster's Dictionary, has spent long service in some position. And that's a veteran. And so I made my outline out of that. And so number one, we just honored soldiers. Soldiers, one who served in the armed forces. Thank God for those who defend our freedom. Thank God for those who have defended and who do defend our freedom. In the song, was this on? I'm sorry. In the song, in the video, the words that just jump out at me, freedom isn't free. Freedom isn't free. We have people today that talk about freedom and, well, I'm free to do this and I understand this. Freedom costs somebody. To have the freedom that we have in America, and thank God for America, but to have the freedom that we have here in America, many somebodies paid a price. Not just the soldiers that were in the war, not just the soldiers that were here doing things in the military, but moms and dads paid a price. Siblings paid a price. Families paid a price. Freedom isn't free. Somebody paid a price. And veterans deserve honor. Amen. Just like it says here, who also honored us with many honors. Could we ever say thanks enough for the freedom that we have? Please, whatever you do, don't forget the veterans. As you think of Thanksgiving, as we give tribute to so many and honor and praise to different things as we're thanking, as we're writing on our leaves and all of those things, let's remember the veterans. They deserve honor. They deserve praise. They deserve tribute. Should say often, we ought to say thank you. Thank you. When's the last time you told your grandpa who's a veteran, thank you? When's the last time you told a parent who's a veteran, thank you? When's the last time you told that neighbor, that friend, that person maybe that's in a nursing home? When's the last time you just went in and said, you know, I just want to thank you. Thank you for serving in the armed forces, for helping keep our country free. When is the last time you thanked a soldier? And by the way, as I think about soldiers, I think about one of my favorite songs, and that's Onward Christian Soldiers. We're soldiers, you know, and Christian soldiers. The Bible says, you can look over at 2 Timothy 2. And again, I'm not trying to take away from the military veterans, but I do want to mention this. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And I want to remind you, God's chosen those of us who are saved to be soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jude 3 says, ye should earnestly contend. And that word contend there doesn't mean play games. It means it's war. And ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Paul said in 1 Timothy 6, fight the good fight of faith. And as we have veterans of our armed forces that have fought and that have made freedom for the United States of America, let's be reminded, as Christians, we have a fight to fight as well. And we have to fight as soldiers have fought. And so I think about soldiers. The first part of our definition, the veterans, one who served in the armed forces. Number two, I think about another group of veterans. Our definition is old and experienced. And so number one is soldiers. Number two is senior saints. Senior saints. I look around and see all the gray hair. I look around and I see wisdom. I see wisdom in that gray hair. I want all those who are 55 or older to please stand. Boy, it was hard for me to say 55 or older. I really wanted to say 60 or older. Now, and I want you to look around. Look at all these folks. That is absolutely... Ms. Rogers, you're 55? Wow. 55 or older. The second definition, old and experienced. Now, young people, seriously, all you young people in your 50s... Right here is, there is wisdom all over this room. This is wisdom. This is experience. These are veterans. These people are veterans of life. For most, they've got children. They've raised them. They have grandchildren. They're helping babysit them, and then they send them home. For many great-grandchildren, they have great-grandchildren, and they're veterans. They've done something. They've done it for a long time. Veterans of jobs, many are retired, worked a job for years. Veterans of serving God. You say, well, I just don't know what to do. Have you ever thought you could go to one of these and say, hey, what do you think I should do? Because they've done it. They've been there. They've fought the good fight, as Paul talked about. They've been in the battle for years. These are veterans, as far as our definition. They're old and experienced. And even Mrs. Rogers. And because of that, what a wealth you young whippersnappers have. What a wealth of wisdom you could tap into. You know, what a wealth of honor you could give to these. Your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa, people that are older and experienced. Amen. Veterans, and praise God for them. Let's give these a hand. I'm going to let you go ahead and be seated. I want to say some things. Leviticus 19 and verse 32, Leviticus 19 and verse 32, you say, where's our gift? There's too many of you. Leviticus 19 and verse 32. And there are so many verses, but because of time, I knew I couldn't really get into all the different verses. But I want us to understand the Bible says so much about these veterans, these senior saints. And again, what is the age? Where do you draw the line? I don't know. Leviticus 19 and verse 32, the Bible says this, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head. The hoary head is the gray head. And honor the face of the old man. Well, that doesn't sound like our day, does it? It doesn't sound like our day. It sounds, our day is more like, oh, those old people, we don't need them anymore. Oh, you know, they're so old, my Bible says to rise up before the hoary head. Get up before them. If they need to sit down, maybe you're in a place and rise up before the hoary head. Show respect to the gray heads and honor the face of the old man. And he said this, and fear thy God. I am the Lord. You know, I think one of the fears that I have, and I believe you have as well, in our country today, there is so little respect for the gray head. It's like we'll just push them out of the way. They don't matter anymore. There's so much wisdom and experience in that gray head. Job 32, verse 6. Job 32 and verse 6. The Bible says, "And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not show you mine opinion." What's he saying? He's saying, I respect your age. I respect the fact that you are older than me. I respect that. And therefore, I'm going to let you speak first. Show respect. Show respect. We preach it, we teach it to our young people in our school, in our Sunday school, in our master clubs. Show respect to those who are older than you. They deserve the respect. And then Proverbs 23 and verse 22. Proverbs 23, 22. "Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old." Show respect to your parents. Amen. Show respect to mom and dad. Well, I'm a mom and a dad too, and my show respect to your parents. I never had more respect for my parents until I became a parent. And all of a sudden it became, wow, how in the world did they put up with me? Yeah, you, most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, we need to show respect for our senior saints. Just like we need to honor the soldiers and the veterans, by definition, those who were in the armed forces, we need to honor and respect and give thanks to those who are old and experienced. And they've been around a lot of years. They've seen a lot of things. And let's honor them and let's show them respect. And I come to the third part of our definition of veteran, and that is number three, long service in some position. Long service. Again, we go back to Acts 28, and these people, the barbarians, said thank you. The barbarians said, hey, we need to honor these people. I mean, these are barbarians. I don't know if they knew how to use a knife and a fork. Don't know if they knew how to properly do their little pinky when they drank their tea. I don't have any idea. They were probably very, very rough and very crude. But you know what? Even though they were barbarians, they knew how to give honor. Amen. They knew how to honor with many honors. And so we come to the third part of our definition, and that is long service in some position. How many are here? Go ahead and stand if you have served in some ministry position, whether paid or volunteer, for 20 years or more. Stand up. You've served in some ministry, church ministry position, for 20 years or more. Some ministry of some kind. Stand up. Come on, there's more than that. I know, don't be shy. Some ministry position. Well, it doesn't matter what it is. Could be church nursery. Could be bus ministry. Could the Baileys. How many years, Baileys?
Almost 40 years
in the bus ministry. Unbelievable. You've served in a ministry. How long have you, Letson's, how long have you gone to the campus?
30 years.
Stand up. See, there's others out there. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Now listen to me, folks. Where do you draw the line? I don't know where to draw the line. I had no idea. I just thought, you know, somebody that has served in the ministry for 20 years, that's awesome.
Amen.
I mean, it could be the nursery. You know, well, I haven't done much. Oh, you've done a great work. What are you talking about? Think about 20 years in a nursery watching people's babies. How many of those parents got saved while you watched their baby? How many lives were changed while you watched that little baby? How many couples were called to the mission field while you watched that baby? How many lives were changed while you served? whatever you did. I've been preaching about that. Everything we do, anything you do for God's important. Amen. There's nothing that we would say is not important. Let's give these folks a hand. Thank you. Let me just talk about this for a minute. Proverbs 27, verse 18. Again, we're talking about the definition of veteran, long service in some position. And so, as we talked about the soldiers, number one, as we talked about senior saints, number two, now we talk about servants. Long service, serving in some position for a long time, a veteran of that job, of that position, of that service. Proverbs 27 and verse 18 talks about that. Proverbs 27, 18, the Bible says, "Whoso keepeth a fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored." And this is such a little thing, and I know I'd love to have given everybody that stood a new car. Boy, that sounds like a great idea. But I got news for you folks. What we did, and it was so, you know, as I watched the veterans up here on the platform, I saw some tears. Do you understand when we get to heaven, and we're at the judgment seat of Christ, it's not a bad judgment. It's a good judgment. It's a reward judgment. Do you understand how wonderful it's going to be to get honor? Honor. And the kind of honor, he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. It's our master. It's our master. Oh, to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Veterans of serving God. I can't think of anything greater to be said. I've served God for all these years. I think of the Baileys. And you know, every year, every time one of them comes, I dread for him to say, "Pastor, you know, we are a little bit over 30. And 40 years in the bus ministry." And I'm not making light of anything anybody does. Isaiah 56, verse 6, look at it. Isaiah 56, verse 6, "Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant." Here's people that join themselves to the Lord to serve him. And for you folks that were able to stand a while ago, and for some it's like the Baileys, it's been over 20 years, it's been over 30 years, it's going on 40 years, and for some it's been 50 years of serving God, but there was the day that you joined yourself to him and you said, "Lord, whatever you're doing, I'm with you, and I want to serve you, and I want to do it until I die." Boy, those are some veterans that we can be proud of. Those are some veterans that we can be excited about as far as Berean Baptist Church. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2 is another popular or well-known verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. It says this, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And that's what it is, you know? That a man be found faithful. That a person be faithful. It's time to work nursery, and there you are. It's time to teach Sunday school, and there you are. It's time to run that bus, and there you are. Faithful. Faithful. Oh, you know, we think of the soldiers being at their post, and boy, you better make sure you are at your post, or you're going to be in big trouble, or we might be in big trouble. But you know, as servants of the Lord, we need to be at our post, faithfully, faithfully serving the Lord. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 22. Colossians 3. 22, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Oh, yeah. Yeah, servants. Servants. Number one, we talked about soldiers. By definition, one who served in the armed forces, veteran soldiers. We talked about number two, senior saints, old and experienced veterans. We talked about number three, servants. By definition, long service in some position. And I close with number four. And really, he falls into all three definitions. Really? Who are you talking about? The one who's due every honor we ever could possibly give, amen, every thanks we ever could give. That's our Savior.
Amen.
Our Savior. All three definitions. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's the Captain of the Host of the Lord. Oh yeah, he's been in the armed forces, all right. He certainly is. No question about him being old and experienced. He said about himself, before Abraham was, I am. I am means he's always been.
Amen.
And long service in his position. Well, just to think about the Lord's eternality, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. He's our comforter. He's our guide. He's our help. He's our strength. He always has been. He always will be. Oh, the veteran today, I want you to really think about. Look at Philippians 2, verse 7. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7. Our Savior. Bible says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Boy, it breaks our hearts to think about the many who have died so that America could be free. It breaks our hearts to think of many Christians, many servants of the Lord that died. They gave their lives. And certainly it's not happening now in America so much, but all over our world, people are dying. But the Lord Jesus is the example that we all need to look to as one who literally gave his life when he died on Calvary so that we could be saved. And he qualifies for tribute, for honor. Jesus, our Lord Jesus, our Savior. One of these days, Revelation 7, verse 9, could have picked so many passages, and because we're studying the book of Revelation, I thought about this when I got so excited reading it. Revelation 7, verse 9. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb. That's what it's all about, folks. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. every opportunity that we have to give our Savior honor and praise. Let's not miss it. Let's not miss it. To even have Thanksgiving. I mean, I loved Debbie's offertory as well. You know, grandmother's house we grew up, go. And I thought about my grandma, just like Don was thinking about his. My grandma's been in heaven now for years. And what a wonderful thought that is. But I cannot thank anyone until I first thank my Savior. Amen. My Savior. He's our Savior. And every opportunity you have to give Him honor and praise, let's give Him what is due Him. I want everyone to stand. Take your hymnals. I need a piano player, if I could get somebody. 164. Let's sing the first and the last verses. Praise Him. Listen, He is due every honor, every praise that we could ever give Him. Praise Him. 164. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. On the last, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Let's all bow our heads, close our eyes, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. A veteran, one who served in the armed forces, the soldiers, praise the Lord for them. Be thankful for them. A veteran, old and experienced, our senior saints, right here in our own church, thank God for them. Tell them thank you. Use them in their wisdom. Servants. Servants of the Lord. Long service in some position. So many stood a while ago. Be thankful. Thank Him. And of course, our Savior. Our Savior. The one who died so we could be saved. Perhaps you're here and you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. If you were to die, you're not sure whether you'd go to heaven. We have folks here at the altar that'd be glad to show you how to be saved, how to know for sure you're going to heaven. If you've never trusted Christ, in a moment we're going to give an invitation. You have an opportunity to make that decision. I hope you do. I hope you do. Jesus loves you. He died for you. And He wants to save you. And if you're a Christian and God's spoken to your heart about something today, certainly you come. In a moment when we give the invitation, make the decisions that God has laid on your heart. You could be a servant. You could serve God. You could stand 20 years from now and say, I've been serving God for 20 years.